Tapped out, says CTS is too much, he had too much energy for him, but he did tap out.
Oh, man. Okay, I can dig it. Okay, well, congrats to CTS, man. I think everybody in the city pretty much already knew that that one was going to go anyway, man. So that's what's up. Glad everybody out there made fun or had fun, enjoyed themselves, got out there, had a safe time. That's good. Tonight, happening at E-Lounge, shout out to my man B-Hen. Tonight at E-Lounge is going to be Alexa Sky. All right, Alexa Sky is hosting an event out there. So make sure, if you haven't gotten your tickets already, make sure you get your tickets, head out there tonight. And if not anything else, the World Fest is happening downtown Louisville all weekend long, okay? So even if you don't make it out there tonight, man, you end up going to B-Hen's event over at E-Lounge, make sure you get out and you do something, okay? Again, happening at E-Lounge tonight. So go ahead and make your way out there one way or the other. So my first guest has just walked into the door. So she is going to be the first guest in our new location for my show, all right? So again, tomorrow, September 1st, we have the Tea Party, which is a function that is 100% fee-free. It's happening in Hardin County. And of course, it's given by one of the most humble, most gracious, just a beautiful individual altogether. Miss Terry Owens herself. Good morning, Miss Terry.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. All right. So, in case you all did not know or was unaware, this is retired Lieutenant Colonel Terry Owens.
You always have to throw that in.
I have to throw that in there, man. You got to make sure that is a... You definitely are. But that was a step in your journey. Yes. And people have to acknowledge that for what it is when they say thank you for your service.
That is true.
Okay. So you've got a whole bunch of holidays that we're going to have to say that to.
You're right.
Coming
you're
up.
Right. So. I mean, it took me 30 years to get to that.
Whew. Goodness gracious, a lot.
I joke sometimes and I tell people I've been a veteran since the age of 6. My dad was a Marine.
That's it. Okay. Oh, was he a Marine?
He was an E-7.
Really?
Gunnery sergeant, recruiter, a recon all day long, and my mom is an Army Reserve retired nurse. So
okay.
Since the age of 6.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, I got you. Okay, so what is going on with Miss Terry Owens? Tell us why you are here.
What is going on with Team Owens? You know,
Team Owens, there you go.
It is Team Owens.
Yes.
And this is my second annual tea that I'm sponsoring at Pritchett Community Center, which you were at last
year. Yes, ma'am.
It's based on, or actually created from, wanting to empower young girls and to also bring awareness to bullying.
Yes.
And as you know, bullying doesn't start when they're little, and it definitely doesn't end when they get older. We just change the name from bullying to maybe messiness or drama.
Right.
And then as we get into the professional world, we call it harassment. So for this tea, which is free, and I'll continue to make it free as long as I can.
Absolutely.
I do it in three phases at Pritchett Community Center. It's 3:30 to 5:30. It's always going to be on Labor Day because that's what it's termed, Labor Day back to school tea.
Yes.
But in three phases, we have an opening, kind of getting everybody involved and understanding why they're there. And I have a guest speaker, which we both know, which is Rashonda Lockhart.
Yes.
Used to be Rashonda Johnson of AIF. And then that's following right, her, I see,
oops,
that's what
yep,
I'm saying.
Okay.
So after that, we have a back to school clothing fashion show, a little mini fashion show. So the kids get to strut their stuff down the runway. And of course, your youngins, your princesses were in it last year, and I understand they'll be in it this year.
Absolutely.
Which is a good thing. They have a little swagger going on. They really do. They kind of take over the thing.
Absolutely.
And what I made key this year was, instead of just having the clothes, the clothes were picked from local vendors and national vendors that had a community outreach program.
That's right.
So, for example, the clothes that were picked up at the Hospice Thrift Store in Elizabethtown,
okay,
that money stays in Hardin County.
Absolutely.
To help families who are going through that end of the stage life for their loved ones. The second one is, of course, Goodwill Industries and Goodwill Stores.
Yes.
They have a GED program, they have a way to work program, and they're definitely an employer that gives a potential employee a second chance. Those who have a criminal background,
okay,
those who may have limited transportation, or actually could be handicapped in some way.
Okay.
So that's a place to kind of start your resume over after you've had a few blips on your screen.
Definitely.
Roses is the third one because they have a nice nice selection, and they have pretty good prices to still keep your fashion sense going.
I shop there.
I know, we both did, right?
Absolutely.
Target, of course, Target being corporate, has an initiative program in which they give back both to their employees to help them to stay and work in the community and live where they work, and also they have a huge grant program and a volunteer and outreach program. And then finally, to round all of that up, would be our local Walmart.
Okay.
Walmart right now.
You can never go wrong.
You can never go wrong with Walmart. There's always something there.
Absolutely.
What I found out working with Walmart, other than they always sponsor community activities, they actually have on a larger scale a grant program, and one that they just had or initiated with Fort Knox and the Knox Alliance in 2014. It's called Seed the Pharmacy to Table, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it is all about teaching kids how to farm and where how production works and where the food goes. And they partner with the Devers School and Youth Center on Knox. And I've been to their garden a couple of times. And what they grow is what they learn on.
Okay.
And then what they learn on, they grow. And then from what they grow, it is given to families on Fort Knox who may need a little help in the nutritional area. But it's kind of like that farm to table method, but it's a seed to grow kind of thing. And they learn a lot about how to take care of the surroundings and the economy and not just say, oh, that's something over there growing, and they'll only see it when it's in the can, and they don't know how it starts. And they learn about composting and marketing and all that sort of thing. So it works for 18 and under. I think it starts around 6 or 8 years old. So those are my 5 sponsors. And again, it will be September 1st, 3:30 to 5:30, Pritchett Community Center in Elizabethtown. This is the second annual free Labor Day back to school tea. And then rounding out that third phase will be my panelists that I keep are going to focus and know a whole lot about bullying on all levels, from the Hardin County Education Association, which will have the president Regina Boone, to Dr. Mulder, who has a psychology degree, and she's a psychiatrist actually in education, so she sees it on the therapist level.
Okay.
We also have our local police department representative from Elizabethtown, Officer McMillan, who's going to talk about cyberbullying, and then everything in between. So I think it'll be a good one. It will definitely keep them up on their feet. The food will be tasty. The speakers and the panelists will be engaging. And of course, I've got Hype Woman built in there. So, you know, to keep everything going, and we'll get it done in 2 hours. And then hopefully, along with the vendors who will be around the room.
Absolutely.
That will entice people to put the same event on their calendar this time next year.
Absolutely. And shout out to Miss Tasia Lashik, who is helping to put together the fashion show.
Yes.
Little sister.
That's little sister,
absolutely. Okay.
She'll be there.
So what was the inspiration behind wanting to do this in the first place? Like you said, this is the second annual. So what inspired the first annual?
The first annual was kind of a backdrop from when I was a substitute teacher at Hampton University. Hampton University is one of those HBCUs that under their education department, they have their own elementary school. And while I was there as a graduate student, I substitute taught third, fourth, and fifth grade. And I actually saw that human growth and development and that cognitive development work out to where kids sort of segregated themselves based on where they came from, what their skin color was, what their parents' work title was. And because of that, they also sometimes treated each other in a disparaging behavior and what we call bullying.
Yes,
and then as I went on and went into the military, of course, we have a huge network to kind of protect soldiers from one of the biggest in the world from sexual assault, sexual abuse, sexual harassment. Well, bring that down, Andrea, on a lower level. It's still bullying, except now we're throwing in the mix cyberbullying.
Yes.
So if someone is not a victim of it, both physically and verbally, then there's another level to that, which is cyberbullying. So you got your phone, you got apps, you got Twitter, you got Snapchat, Facebook. You got all these things to get at a person and make them feel some type of way. And even though that person can block you from those devices, it's all the friends, it's all the neighborhood, it's all the other people, it's all the other likes on top of the likes on top of the likes, that you just can't put that fire out.
That's true.
And it can go for long terms, because once you put it out there in cyberspace, it's pretty much out there.
The internet never forgets.
The internet never forgets, and the internet does fail. So the key to that is Melanie Hack, who's a family therapist but she's also a survivor. Her daughter actually took her life in 2012. Her daughter was in the seventh grade. And she started out here in Hardin County in school, and she didn't say anything too much to anybody. And she went from being physically bullied to when they moved to Barstown and she relocated to another school, they went to cyberbullying. And she endured it. She just thought, you know, it'd go away. Those teenagers and kids, she won't have to face them in the next school year, or they'll get tired of talking about her and all those sort of things. And needless to say, it didn't happen that way.
Yeah, wishful thinking.
And then fast forward to this year, I found out just through casual conversations, people that I didn't even know who were survivors of this, their children had been bullied right here in Hardin County and JCPS. Jefferson,
okay,
over in Louisville. So it does happen. It just goes unnoticed sometimes because these kids don't know what to do. But then let's fast forward and amp it up a little bit more. I have a employee, not my employee, but an employee at one of the stores here that we're getting the clothes from, actually.
Okay.
And she had endured bullying for 6 months. It took her 6 months to say something to her human resource manager to let that department know that I am now receiving disparaging treatment because of this, that, and the third. So it has no age.
Definitely.
It has no location limits. It has no color or ethnicity limit. It just depends on how to deal with it. So the T, all the individuals at the T, will talk about their own personal experiences. They will talk about how to recognize different types of bullying, and then the proper way to report it. And if all else gets well or fails, you know, how do you avoid it in the first place?
Agreed.
So I'll do this every year until something changes. And I don't think bullying would ever go out of style.
It's never going to go out of style.
It's never going to stop.
It just evolves in different ways. Like you said, at one point in time, it was just, you know, school bullying.
Right, you said we just fight on the side of the street or in the playground.
And get it over.
I'm going to take your lunch money. I'm going to bump you, you know, in the hallway. But now it's been amped up, especially with all of these, what we call terrorism at home, on campuses and in the store and in the gym, and students losing their lives, and it's questionable how things happen in the gym. The trip and fall really becomes a trip and fall when someone is trying to get at you in some way and you don't tell anybody about it. And when your parents or guardians, and as I say, grandma and them find out about it, they want to know, well, why didn't you come to tell me about it? And they're thinking often, even at an adult age, that someone's going to see the change in them and that someone's going to come and save them. And so the last thing about this tea is the theme is to stand against bullying.
Yes.
Because often others know that these things are going on with their friends, peers, family members, and they're hoping someone else will step in and take over. So they won't be the person that says, oh, I know what's happening, because they don't want it coming to them. As we say, we don't want the drama in our lap. So they're hoping that gets resolved. But last thing, as one of my commanders used to tell me, he says, Colonel Owens, hope is not a course of action. That's not the way to go.
That's true. Absolutely. Mr. Eric Stout from the campus said hello to you.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
Eric. Hey, what's going on, man?
A new brother. How are you?
Okay, so I'm going to take a quick break.
Yes.
And we're going to acknowledge a couple of my sponsors.
Yes.
First off, shout out to Mercury Ballroom in the Louisville Palace.
Right.
Of course, also shout out to Chef Space and my man Open Caribbean Kitchen, who has now moved out of Chef Space and on his way to his own location, man. Congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
Absolutely, man.
All right, nice.
That's it. Also, shout out to the Regality Models and Talent Group. We are all over the place, man. We are doing everything we need in regards to, yeah, man, it's growing, man. Absolutely. And then, of course, we have a charity dodgeball game happening October 5th in
Hardin County.
Put on by DOA Inc. Yes. My daughters and I, we are putting together that charity dodgeball game, and the proceeds, it's entry by donation. So if you have a dime or a dollar, whatever you have, just come in and give whatever you have in regards to getting in and enjoying the day. 100% of those door proceeds will be going to the actual Radcliffe Foundation trying to put together this youth center out there.
Right.
So all the money that we make from this is all going towards
that. I'm not buying stuff again this year?
I mean, you're more than welcome to. Sure, absolutely. We're not going to turn anything down.
Am I doing equipment this year? Okay, I can do that.
And then coming soon, the Women's Empowerment Conference will be coming back to Hardin County. I gave it a break last year, but we're definitely going to bring that back around here. Again, it's again about women's empowerment, about making sure that girls, young ladies, are also aware that there's more than just a couple career fields that they might know about. They will be able to see all the different women in the different areas of expertise, the different facets that they're that they're good at.
Right.
So that being the case, again, the date is going to be announced soon. That is coming soon. So I promised you all a ticket to a concert.
Oh,
okay. So
not tickets.
Yes. Oh yeah, plenty of tickets.
Yeah, tickets.
So again, this guy is going to be in Louisville October 17th. Mr. Jadena will be in Louisville October 17th. So with that being the case, I'm going to give away a ticket to get you into to the concert, okay?
Classic man
himself, all right? So the tour is going to have multiple stops, but of course, October 17th, he will be in Mercury Ballroom. That's going to be the Louisville stop, all right? So how about this? How do we do a Cash App? I will get to you in a second, Mr. DeMond. So easy question. First person to answer the question, first person that gets the ticket, all right? Jadena is not from the United States.
Right.
He is from Africa, if you did not know that. What country in Africa is Jadena from?
Didn't hear that.
So,
I was trying to get the ticket, really. That's what I was working on. So,
first person who answers that question is the person who will win the ticket for that. In regards to another event that's going to be upcoming, there is a poetry slam happening at Mercury Ballroom that is happening on September the 14th. Anybody who wants tickets to that, you don't even have to win them. Just inbox me and tell me you want tickets, and I got plenty of tickets for this one, okay?
Right.
So just hit me. Let me know what tickets you're interested in, all right? And, of course, at the same time... Station sponsor. Okay, I got to definitely let this be known. True Tattoos. True Tattoos on 3510 Taylor Boulevard.
Right.
True Tattoos. Make sure that you get in there and make sure you get whatever ink it is that you're looking for, all
right?
I saw my viewers all of a sudden drop down. That's because I jumped on Google trying to find out what the answer to this question is.
I know what it is.
We got an answer. Nigeria. First person was Africa.
What?
Congratulations.
Okay, dang it.
Yes.
All right.
Congratulations to you. All right. So, inbox me. Let me know that, we acknowledge you as far as the winner on air. So, I will definitely make sure they get your name on the list for that show. And don't be discouraged, because Mercury Ballroom might all of a sudden say, hey, we got 5 more tickets to give away. And they'll hit me and we'll make sure we get you in there, okay? So, again, I know. She said, Andre, I answered first. Look, people are fighting for the tickets. Yes, we got you. We got you. And she saw you too.
I saw it.
Okay, all right. So, again, shout out to True Tattoo. Shout out to Mercury Ballroom. Shout out to Louisville Palace. Also, shout out to Bourbon Hall. Bourbon Hall, we are back in there, y'all.
Yes.
Make sure
that
shout out to Bourbon Hall and the new management that has taken over with that. We will be we'll be bringing them up soon in order to have a conversation with that new ownership, new management, everything that's happening with that. Okay, so back to you, Miss Owens.
Yes.
You have a particular color on.
Yes.
What color does this represent?
Today, green always represents wealth.
Okay.
It always represents new birth, new beginning. Some ministers in my community will say it represents a reset.
Okay.
I know you were referring to my sorority colors.
Yes,
because pink and green.
Pink and green.
For Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. But today, it's Women's Day, which is every day.
Yes.
And anything in green means rebirth.
Okay, so talk about the sorority.
Yes. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated came about in 1908. So we were well over 100 years old, January 15th, 1908, on the campus of Hampton, on Howard University in Washington, D.C. Pretty much what you talked about is it was brought about by a few women, collegiate women, who wanted to bring empowerment, wanted to bring voice, wanted to bring fairness and equality to college age women of color, African-American descent. And from that time, it has grown to over 1,000 or so graduate and undergraduate chapters. Every 4 years, we elect an international president. And speaking of international, we just don't have chapters in the United States. We have a new one in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, which I got to visit about 2 years ago. Of course, we have Korea, Germany, the Virgin Islands, and so we are as worldwide as green could be. The color, of course, is salmon pink and apple green, and we continue every 4 years on a platform of, again, empowerment, in which we talk about financial responsibility, mentorship at different ages, men and women, that goes back and forth between whether we're doing all women, all men, or both. If we're getting them ready to go to college, so we have a program now that's dedicated to HBCUs and college admissions prep or CAP. Of course, we talk about the Harlem Renaissance, so we have arts back in there, and we have partnered with our international, AKA has partnered with the International Lions Club. We have maintained our partnership, corporate sponsorship, and partnership with the American Heart Association, because we're always talking about health. And when you think about the American Heart Association, particularly with women of color, we tend to ignore those small palpitations that we get because we're so busy taking care of other people. True. But it's one of the main diseases that take us out, because we tend to ignore it, but we have other symptoms and other illnesses attributing to that, like diabetes, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, you know, that additional stress of trying to save the world, raise the children, bring in the money, mm-hmm. drop off the kids, take care of grandma, and we tend to not think of ourselves. And so we've had things about renew, restore, recycle. We have had to help restore playgrounds and play areas and keep them safe. And so it kind of goes on and on. And but about every 4 years when we get new initiatives, they're very similar. And just recently, I believe it was last weekend, the weekend before last, we celebrated or observed our International Day of Prayer, which is similar to the National Day of Prayer. We were in this area. We were at St. Stephen's Baptist Church in Louisville with Dr. Kevin Cosby.
Okay.
Of course, you know, he's president of Simmons College in Louisville. So Alpha Kappa Alpha is one of the 9 historical black college universities, Greek-lettered organizations, mm-hmm. but it joins many nonprofit organizations set out to do good for all mankind.
All right. So, and of course, Mr. Stout looks forward to working with you all later on this year.
He's a great supporter.
That guy.
He's everywhere. He should just wear pink and green and sock red and white, but I know that's not possible.
I mean, from the way he came up there to my studio the last time. Look, man, he looks good in every color.
He does. He has so much.
It doesn't matter what he puts
man.
On. So, absolutely,
yes,
man. That guy is phenomenal.
He should do his own concert.
I agree. And he wouldn't
do
the right thing. He would just, all he have to do is just walk out there.
Just show up.
You know, absolutely, man. That's the kind of smooth he's
got. Do something like that and just keep going.
That's it.
I think you should add him to your thing there, your gal. You should.
You know what?
He's
so smooth, I don't know if I'd be able to manage him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because I might get him for about a month, they discover him, then he's gone.
That's true. So. He has another partner like that, Vince Blackman.
It's been, you know what,
all of them are smooth.
You know, cause especially like D. Johnson comes out smooth every time. Even when he's dressed down, he's still buttery.
He's dressed
smooth.
Up.
Absolutely. So,
exactly.
Absolutely. So, again, one more time. Tomorrow, yes. September 1st,
yes.
at Pritchard Community Center, 3:30 to 5:30.
The tea.
100% free. Walk in.
Yes.
Except for the vendors.
Make sure
you come out and you support the vendors that are out there.
Door prizes,
mm-hmm. guest speakers, mm-hmm. a fashion show put on by Deja LaSheep and the young ladies that are going to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Panelists. Mm-hmm. And what else do we need to know about this?
And you need to know it is sponsored by Tabletop Cuisine, which is a catering service that my husband and I have established 2 years ago. And shout out to my husband, my hubby, my high school sweetheart. We've been married 33 years. This past April. We will celebrate 40 years actually on the 1st of September because we dated about 6 years prior to being married. We have one daughter, Corey Owens, up there at Ithaca College.
Okay.
She's out of Western.
Ithaca in New York?
Ithaca, New York. Ooh. And she was educated right here at Fort Knox.
Okay.
She graduated out of Western Kentucky University and now she's an assistant director at Ithaca College. They share their campus with Cornell University.
Okay.
So, she is now seeing what she put in. So she always tells me, Mom, they're not ready. She sees education different because she is now,
she is now
staff at the college level.
Right. Okay, that's how you do it.
But Tabletop Cuisine is the sponsor.
Absolutely. Okay, so again, make sure you make your way out there. If you're in Hardin County, of course, come out. If you're not in Hardin County, still make your way out here. This is going to be a beautiful event. I was there last year, and it warmed my heart to be there and see all that was going on. And of course, my daughters, the original founders of the Reality Miles and Talent Group.
Yes, they are.
Will be legacies. A part of the, absolutely, legacies. Absolutely. So please make your way out there.
Right.
Like I said, don't worry about bringing a cost of admission. Use that money to support the vendors that will be
exactly.
there. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So again, thank you, Ms. Holmes. I
thank
appreciate you
for
coming
having
out.
Me into here. I won't put you to work this time, though.
Oh, no.
See,
it's okay.
Put you to work.
I'm there for it. Whatever. If anybody ever sees me at an event and y'all need me to do something, that's what I'm there for.
You will work.
Absolutely. I have a problem with
it
whatsoever.
You're such a great dad.
I try. I still got work to do.
You're swagger, though. You got swagger.
Boy. Just trying to pass that on to daughters, though. Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yes, absolutely. So, again, make sure you make your way out here. And while you're there, of course, Ms. Terry will be out there walking around. Make sure you say hello to Ms. Terry. And you'll be seeing a lot more of her out there in Hardin County. And, of course, everywhere and about as well.
Look at me on Facebook.
Yes, absolutely. How will they find you?
Under Terry Owens, and it'll pop up. You'll see a picture of Team Owens. It'll be myself and my husband. And often, probably 80% of the things that I put on Facebook is about what's going on in the community.
Yes.
It's not just Hardin County. It's just about every county that I'm falling into because it has to be talked about.
Absolutely.
It has to be shared, and it has to be appreciated.
There you go. Absolutely. Thank you again, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. So again, shout out to the sponsors. Shout out to... the Reality Miles and Talent Group. Shout out to Bourbon Hall. Shout out to Mercury Ballroom. Shout out to Louisville Palace. Shout out to Chef Space, Open Caribbean Kitchen. And we have a new sponsor coming up soon. As soon as the ink dries on that one, we'll announce that next month.
Got it.
Absolutely.
It's always about the ink.
There you go. Exactly. Coming up next, I have a young lady who is literally everywhere. She does everything. She acts. She writes. She writes books. She's, look, man, she is phenomenal. I've only known her for a little less than 2 years, but every time I see her out, it's at an event doing something. You will not find her in Legends. You will not find her in Kohl's. You will not find her in any of those locations. She is all about trying to better herself, better her community, and seeing what she can do to try to help better the people around her. So with that being the case, I need to make sure that I got her up here. She just released a new book. And with that, I need to make sure that you guys knew about it. And who else to be on the cover of the book but her herself? Absolutely. I don't blame her not one bit. She's doing the Oprah approach, okay? Whenever Oprah comes out with a magazine, if you've seen Oprah's magazine, it's been going for 10 years plus, and you haven't seen anybody on the cover of her magazine except her. So, Ms. Devin Chestnut has made the same approach. Good morning, Ms.
Good
Devin.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Let me see that book over there. Okay, so this is one of two books that you've written.
Yes.
Okay. Now this, okay, I put up the other book that you wrote.
Okay.
But that's okay. It's promotion one way or the other.
That's okay.
Alive in a Dead Relationship. Oh, man, when I saw the cover of this one, look, I sent the cover of this to a few people for different reasons. One, to promote it and let it be known that you came out with this product. And two, as a subliminal sign that they might be a product of exactly what this is, alive in a dead relationship. So hopefully they got the sign. I don't think they got it, but it's okay.
Okay. That's okay.
So for the people who do not know Ms. Devin Chestnut, tell them about what all that you do. Because you do, I only told them about a few things that I know of, but there's so much more.
So you hit the main points. So I do. I write. I have a nonprofit organization for women and youth. It's called Russell Women and Youth Development Services, and just basically pulling out their potential, letting them know. But I want all women and youth, but I especially want the ones that everybody else has thrown away, saying that, "Oh, you're never gonna be this." Oh yes, give me those girls, because they still have a purpose to fulfill. They still have a calling on their life.
Absolutely,
they just need that push. So I do have that, and I'm working on a play actually next year, 2020, and it's in regards to this book.
Okay. So inspired by the book.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. Okay, so you act, you write. Now, okay, is this the first or the second
one? That's the second.
This is the second.
It is.
What was the name of the first book?
The first one is called Ladies Set Apart for a Purpose.
Okay. Now, what inspires you to write these books? Well, okay, let's go to the first one. What inspired you to write that first book?
The thing that inspired me to write my first book is my very first job was working with the youth. And okay. I absolutely did not like it. I said, I don't ever want to work with youth again. Ooh. I was 15 years old. I said, no.
Okay, yes. You still trying to figure stuff out.
Exactly.
Okay, I can understand.
But it
that.
Came back around, and how it came back around, I had a friend that worked out of town as a security guard.
Okay.
And he said, do you know what this young mother told to her daughter? And I was like, what? She said, as long as you have that in between your legs, you should never be broke. My heart melt, and it just came back full. I said, I need to do something. That's what burned that fire inside of me. Oof. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And especially in this day and age, that philosophy seems to be told more and more, and more people seem to be trying to live by that philosophy.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Oof. Okay, so I can understand why that lit a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was the inspiration behind the second, first book. And how long did it take you to write that book?
When I tell people, they say, that's unbelievable. It took me literally 1 month because I was so focused, no distractions.
Well, you had a purpose.
I did.
You had intent.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew exactly what your subject matter was, mm-hmm. and the reason why you were writing it. So when you write stuff like that, that type of stuff comes natural.
It does.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that book just probably flowed out. You probably even had to stop yourself from continuing to write that one.
Well, I mean, it was everywhere. And it opened up the doors for me to mentor and go to schools and speak to actually the young ladies and stuff like that. So it was awesome. It's amazing. And it's still opening doors for me to this day.
As it should, mm-hmm. because, you know, you never run out of young ladies that actually need that kind of assistance.
Exactly.
So with that being the case, and then on top of that, it's not just the fact you never run out of young ladies. There are also always women who are finally ready to have that courage to step out and say, I need that.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes the only reason why they would actually come out and say something like that is because of the fact they see somebody is actually offering it.
Yes.
They won't say it and then just hopefully just leave it up in the air and hope somebody, no, they probably see you out and about or mm-hmm. see people like Miss Owens over there out and about doing these things and say, okay, yeah, I definitely need to see what I can do as far as making this happen.
Yes.
All right. So the second book, Alive in a Dead Relationship. Please talk about this book. Alive in a Dead Relationship.
Alive in a Dead Relationship.
Boy, boy, boy. Now, we can go so many different directions. I'm going to ask every question, okay?
Fine, ask away.
Okay. Was this inspired by a personal circumstance?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's one. Was it also inspired by some other people that you've seen in the same situation?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. And was it, apparently it was strong enough for you to actually write a book about this too?
Yes, and it don't get me wrong, it was not to bash anybody or anything like that. But it was, like a lot of people in relationships today, it's not real. They get in a relationship because they see everybody else on Facebook flaunting it and taking pictures. Man. Oh, we in Barbados. we're this. And then when they go home, they're so unhappy. And it's like with me, because I was previously engaged, and like I said again, it's not to bash anybody, but I know what I wanted and I know what I won't settle for. Put it like that.
There you go.
So in the short run, yes, I was embarrassed by calling off the engagement, but in the long run, it saved me a lifetime of misery.
Yeah,
so.
Agreed. Yeah.
Amen.
Agreed, absolutely. And sometimes it takes that realization to say, okay, you know what? This isn't going to work.
It's not.
You have to think 20 years down the road, like, if we're this miserable now, are we ever going to get to that point?
Exactly.
And some people start off in a dead relationship from the start when they start off with financial reasons. You know what I'm saying? We're married because of the fact that, I mean, you got an apartment. I need some place to stay. Let's just go half on the bills.
What?
It's dead already because the thing that's inspired behind is dead. Money. The people on the money is dead. Everything
yes.
about it is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you're starting off on a bad foot from the start. So you can't expect it to flourish into anything more.
Exactly.
If it does, good for you, but, you know, don't expect it to. All right. So you... So the whole book isn't about your particular circumstance.
A portion.
A portion of it is,
yes.
but not the whole book.
Right.
Because the other party involved doesn't want to be reading like, I didn't say that. Okay, so it is inspired partially by some of your experience and then some of your friends' experience. Now, have any of your, or not even just friends, but people you know. So have any of those people that you know read this book and said, we don't want to, what was the name of the movie? The Best Man?
No.
Chapter number 9. Hold on, that's what we say to each other.
Like, I don't believe Devin just said this.
No, no, no. Now, the specifics is specifically about me. The generalization is just everybody as a whole.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is goals. Okay. All right. So, you released this book. Now, when did the book actually come out?
So, that's actually, I did a relaunch of it. It came out 2017.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, this is before I knew who you were.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So I was trying to figure out how bad I needed to feel in regards to knowing how long this book was going to be. But I didn't know. Okay.
I did a relaunch, so you with the relaunch portion.
Hey, okay, all right. I'm good for that aspect of it. I see. Oh, shout out to Lincoln. Is that Lincoln? The guy?
No, actually, that's Will. He was an actor because I needed somebody else on the back of my book. Yes.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay. So it's not the actual guy this book is about.
No,
either.
No. I would not do. No.
You know, because I had to ask this because there's an artist by the name of Latoya Lucky. I know you know. And she had the guy who she was talking about in the video of when she was talking about, I'm glad I moved on, blah, 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 blah. And it was like, wow. So you got this guy to sign up to be talked about on MTV, BET, and everything for 3 minutes in this video. I didn't know if the guy was that bold to sign up for this.
No. So now, his name is Z, so okay. You would never know who Z is.
Okay, so that person who this book has some part of this being written for will remain anonymous. I'm sorry. So, but the other fact of it is, you guys need to definitely pick up this book. If you've ever lived through such a situation, or if you're in the situation now, this book can, you'll probably be able to identify with a lot of this book. And does this book, is it just talked about the experience, or does it talk about you getting out of?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Getting out of as well. And it provides some nuggets in between, and it'll make you think after each chapter, like, I never thought of it like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you said that you were engaged, and then you end up having, now, how long does a thought process like that finally take, or how long does it take for you to actually finally come to the realization?
Once you start noticing the patterns and the red flags, and it's like consistent.
Okay.
Well, actually, the very first one, you should like kind of raise your alert. Like, wait a minute, that's not consistent with what you're saying.
True.
Yeah.
True. Okay. So again, right? Definitely. Okay. So you also talked about a play that was inspired by this book. Now, yes. What made you decide to go from this just being a book to then making a full-fledged production?
Just that thought of wanting to make it a play, because everybody that had read it, they said, I laughed, I cried, I wanted to throw a shoe. So I was like, play.
And the book incites violence too. All right, this is wonderful.
No, there's no violence in the book. But that's just the emotions that it hit the target because I wanted those emotions to come out as the people read the book.
Exactly. You have to make it a memorable reading experience.
Exactly.
If you read a book and you don't read anything from the book, then you didn't really get anything from it.
Exactly.
It was no different than you just looking at the back of Miss Terry's flyer for the team next tomorrow, September 1st. And it was the time to tell. No. But at the same time, I definitely am glad that somebody I know actually took the step to not only open the rhetoric in regards to writing a book about it, but being open enough to speak about it, and then possibly be able to help other people in the same scenario that are dealing with an issue such as being alive in a dead relationship. Now, how long did it take to write this one? Because you lived part of this, so it shouldn't have taken this long.
So, and when I tell a lot of people this, they say, no way. So with this one, I was so focused. I know what I wanted to do from the beginning to the end. Late nights, early mornings, it took me 3.5 days.
Come on.
3.5 days. I was so focused. Turned off all electronics. People had no access to me. That's how determined I was to complete this book.
You completed this in less than a week?
Yes.
Well, you lived. I mean, yeah, okay. Date dilemmas. Oh man, this is serious. Okay, now.
You can read a little bit if you want. I don't know.
I'm going to leave it to the people to get this thing. This thing has 10 chapters. What chapter in this book was the chapter that made you think the longest of the 3 days? 3.5 days. 3 days to write a book. Goodness. Okay, which chapter was it that just made you say, okay, I need to really get my thoughts together before I put this on paper? The chapters that she's going between are fantasy love, which means it must be the honeymoon period. It gets deep, rush hour, the proposal.
information can fall in your lap. That's one of those. Oh, is that a fact? Really? Is Louisville such a small town type of thing? Where's the loyalty? Social media no-nos. Oh, man. Social media no-nos. Woo! And that's the reason why a lot of people have been saying here recently, just don't put your relationship on social media. Unless, that's a two-way street. You can put your relationship on social media if it's strong enough to withstand it and you're not doing anything that's going to end up coming back around to you later.
May I add something to that?
Yes,
because the situation with this was kind of, you can block your social media friends, but best believe you can still find out who your friends are. So block does not mean anything, or not showing your friends does not mean anything.
Absolutely. And you don't know the reason why some of these people are sending you some of these requests to be on your page. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, she's pretty. Yeah, she's pretty, but you don't know that she might be her best friend. And just because she's not on your social media, homegirl's on your social media now, and be like, oh, so that's who you were with. Oh, boy, I'm trying to tell you. Woo! Okay, danger, I no longer care. Oh, man, when a woman exits a relationship mentally, the relationship is over. Like, there's no coming back from that.
None.
You know what I'm saying? And being the son of a single mother, I've seen that happen myself. Mm-hmm. Like, when a woman is checked out mentally, then it's the next chapter. So long, bye now.
Yes.
Then you can't bring it back. It's over with. And then, of course, the conclusion. And this was less than a week.
Yes.
Half a week. Half a week. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Okay. That is phenomenal. All right. So, how is it that these people can get this copy of this book or any books that you've written?
Okay. Absolutely. Well, you can reach out to me on Facebook. It's Devon, Devon Chestnut, Chestnut. You can go to Amazon.com. And again, both of the titles of the book, the first one is Ladies, Set Apart for a Purpose. Men, don't feel neglected or left out, because you can learn something from that as well. And the second book is called Alive in a Dead Relationship.
Look, this is almost like reading this. Look, guys need to read this just as much as women need to read this and cheer it on, okay? This isn't going to be like another version of Waiting to Exhale.
No. Because my philosophy
all of them are terrible. No. Burn. I hope they all fall down by the stairs.
I do not bash men, because I know there are some amazing men out there. And one thing that I put in here that ladies complain about a lot is, chivalry is dead. No, it's not dead. It just doesn't go where it's not respected. So
there you go. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Absolutely. Yes, yes.
So
yes,
it's not bashing any men at all. No.
And this is educational. Guys need to read books like this to find out where they might be going wrong, or if they plan on, you know, possibly moving into the next relationship, find out what it is that kills the relationship before it even gets into it. So definitely, man, it's an emphasis on reading this in every facet. I'm definitely going to read this. On top of that, it's not going to take you very long to read it. It's almost like an instructional guide. So definitely, you definitely need to tune into this. This is single discord for 6-7 years. Okay.
Look, you.
Yeah. I'm already intrigued. Okay.
What better way to find out about a woman is through a woman? So, yeah.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. So, thank you. Definitely bringing this book up. And she even brought extra copies with her. So if you see her out and about today, or even if not today, some point in time, if you need something to do during this Labor Day weekend. This is definitely the time to be able to pick this book up, or either one of her books, and actually get in there, read, figure out, explore, and maybe possibly in the midst of reading this, you might realize that some of these things apply to you at the same time, or might currently apply to you, and you might need to do something about that. All right? Again, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. So, it looks like you had a little bit of difficulty trying to find this place. Look, I saw the messages. I couldn't actually get to.
And it didn't dawn on me. I was like, Devon, he's probably on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're live at 11 o'clock every Saturday morning here on Power 106, okay? All right. Speaking of my show, that's that.
We have signed a couple new shows coming up to Power 106, so make sure you tune in and pay attention for all the things that is, that all the new shows that are coming up. We've got a myriad of different shows, so make sure you tune in to us. You find the show that you like. Might be my show, might be Meeting the Ladies Room. It might be, look, we've signed so many shows that I don't even know all the people that are coming, but you will see the introductions for them coming soon. And again, if you yourself are interested in possibly becoming a part of the Power 106 team, reach out to us. It's not that difficult. Come with a concept, you come with some reliability, some dependability, and
personality.
I'm still working on the personality aspect of it, but you see me grow. I might get good at this at some point, time or another. You never know. But again, shout out to Miss Terry Owens. Thank you very much for coming up here. Make sure that you make your way, if you are in Hardin County, to the T happening tomorrow, 3:30 to 5:30 at Pritchard Community Center. And also, and I'm not going to get into all this stuff, I'm not going to remember, but it is a full day of events, okay? Admission is free. Make sure you save the money for admission to come and actually shop with the sponsors that are the sponsors and also the vendors that will be there, okay? Again, shout out to my sponsors, Reality Miles and Talent Group, Mercury Ballroom, Louisville Palace, Bourbon Hall, Chef Space, Open Caribbean Kitchen, and of course, hey, as it happens, the second annual charity dodgeball tournament is October 5th in Radcliffe, Kentucky, all right? If you're out of practice, you want to jump back into a dodgeball game and, you know, see if you still got it, holla at me. Most definitely. Inbox me. My phone number is 270-304-5782. Reach out to me. Let me know what it is that you are interested in regards to being a part of the event. That event is sponsored 100% by Savoy Fitness. Shout out to Mr. Savoy and everything that he's doing out there. You need your body shape contoured in the physical CrossFit training type of way. That's the Jedi that you need to holler at, okay? Again, thank you to my guest. Miss Terry is up there signing the wall. Miss Devin is on her way to sign the wall here in a few minutes. And again, if you have any questions in regards to becoming part of the Power 106 team, holler at me. More ticket giveaways coming, more things coming up throughout the entire month of September and through the rest of the year. Thank you for everybody who tuned in. It's Dre Gemini, Power 106, Speak on the Radio.